Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Indeed it is. Hour number two. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick with you. Corey Curtis, News 2. Corey, your go-to cereal is what?
Can I do two or do I have to just do one?
Oh, yeah. No, you got to
well,
can
be
go
in the same family.
You could
do same family like I did. Mr. and Mrs. Pebbles, Fruity and Cocoa.
Oh. Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, and I was a round kid, I would crush some from the Cocoa Pebbles. But to this day, I will route Frosted Flakes or Peanut Butter Captain Crunch.
Oh, I like
Ooh,
that.
Interesting twist on the Captain
good
Crunch
entries.
Peanut butter. Okay.
Although,
you know,
I'll take
if I have enough milk, I'll take the whole box down.
I'm with wow. Okay, that is yeah. See, that is
that's impressive. I've done that. Eat a whole box.
Brian Penny Collins told us last hour, Captain Crunch is tricky because he says it tears up the roof of his mouth.
Well, you know, the original, yeah. I mean, I can see that. But, you know, if you let it soak a little bit, you're okay. But if you're a hungry kid, you can't wait. You just go.
No,
yeah.
That's the problem. That's a problem. You can't wait.
What do you make of the whole asthma saga? I've got a 10-year-old at home that's been playing sports since he was three. I know you've got a daughter at home, and I know she's been playing sports, but mine has had asthma. He has an inhaler. He has an emergency inhaler. He's got, you know, sometimes it's for allergies, sometimes. So we've been dealing with that, and he'll probably deal with it the rest of his life, but it's never slowed him down or really affected him in sports. Were you surprised, and do you believe that it's just asthma, or do you think there's a little bit – something more behind the scenes? Because for me, somebody's been dealing with it at our house. It's really not that big of a deal. I'm just curious why they seem not to want to go there.
It's all baffling to me because they're always hyper secretive with everything, and I think 99.9% of the time it's to the detriment of their athlete. I think because all it does is lead to negative speculation because we are still talking about this a month later where on day one when he left, they could have just said, he's got asthma. We've got some things to work through. We've worked through these things before. We have no worries. We'll get there. And then we're not asking about it anymore.
Yep.
You're just watching and going. But, you know, the life cycle of this story just goes on and on when you don't answer it. And then, you know, an assistant coach lets it out. And I don't know if he went rogue or what, but it's like, okay, is it the only thing? I don't know. I don't know why he missed practice yesterday. I have no idea. I doubt it was asthma related. I don't know. I mean, it could have been anything. Could have had death in the family. Could have had a birth in the family. I mean, it could have been a million and one things. So, you know, I'm not worried about him having asthma. They will get that figured out. I'm also not worried about him being in good enough shape to play football. He has shown in the past that he can do that. And so I would like to get to camp and just see what the young man can do.
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit surprised at how much, and I understand that was brought up by, I think, Sam Pittman. I think it was brought up at the combine. But who's kidding who? I mean, yes, he does not need to be 240. I think, who was it, the receiver back in the day? Was it David Boston, right? That was always, people are kind of ripping, he's too big.
He was huge.
Right, but he, you know, this guy, may rest in peace, Jared. It's not like he's Jared Lorenzen out there where you're looking at him holy crap. You know, what has this guy done? Like, if he's 235 or 240, like, come on. That doesn't make you miss OTAs.
No, and, you know, he's a young man. He can go out there and run. I mean, if you look at the stats, he went for, like, 14 catches for 200 yards against Alabama. So he was on the field a lot and ran a lot of go routes. So I think he can handle it, and I think he will be able to handle it. Are they trying to work him along in some capacity so he doesn't get hurt? Maybe. I don't know. Are they taking him inside during practice because they want to measure some type of oxygen level or blood level or whatever? I don't know. They do stuff that I have no idea because they're in the business of producing athletes and winning games, and so they've got way more money than I could ever dream of. Like I've said, I'm confident he'll be there. I don't see him, like you said, as a Jared Lorenzen or a Kelvin Benjamin, a guy who's who's grossly overweight. Leonard Fournette in his pictures yesterday. He is not Leonard Fournette yesterday, okay? He's a young man just out of college. And by the way, I didn't know how to eat when I got out of college, all right? And he's going to have to learn a lot of these things. It's all part of becoming a pro. And we're going to find out if he can become a pro or not. I mean, he's still a kid, and I'm not making excuses for him. I'm just saying let's give him some room to grow. He's not going to be Randy Moss the day he walks in the door. And I'm sorry he doesn't look like A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf in their spandex poses from Ole Miss. Not many guys did. That's why it was such a big deal.
Their reluctance to talk about Dylan Raidens, and, you know, I know assigning him a position, is that a big deal? No, but I still feel like they're just not going out of their way to really say much about him. Do you believe that is cause for concern, that really they're still not sure what they have in a second-round pick?
Well, I mean, I think that they've settled in on him at tackle is what it looks like is a good sign. Because I think it means that they're feeling good about what they've got at guard as well, that they think one of those guys can do it. Remember, they've also got Petit Frere, who they used a top 100 pick on, all right? So they've got some insurance. Now he's a rookie. But I think Raidens is also a lot like a rookie since he didn't play for a year. I think that was a big deal. Now, Keith Carter was happy with where Raidens was yesterday. He was complimentary of where he was. I know Mike never says a ton about these things. And they want him to win the spot. I mean, you've heard, they don't want guys, they don't want empathy. They don't want entitlement coming into anybody. And they certainly, if this kid takes two steps forward, they certainly don't want him feeling like he's conquered the world at this point because he's got a long way to go. And so I think that, they put a lot of that publicly out there. Look, the bar is not set incredibly high at that position, all right? You had a banged-up Dennis Kelly 2 years ago who had to struggle to get on the field every week. And then you had David Quisenberry last year who gave up, was it double-figure sacks last season? I think. Mm-hmm. So, whoever they put out there is going to need some help. So you need to keep in a Jeff Swaim or a back to help them out from time to time. And I will panic about not only Raidens but Petit Frere if we get to camp and they bring in a veteran. If they bring in, one of these 30-something guys who's out in the street right now and they bring him in at tackle, that will tell me, whoa, they're really concerned about these two guys and their ability to hold down that position. Look, we're a long way away. It's hard to be concerned about any of these guys because that position, all those five positions, that's the people moving business. And right now, without pads on, you're just not moving any people. So it's hard to tell.
Corey Curtis from Channel 2 is with us. We're talking Titans here. Given your outlook on Caleb Farley based on where he is right now, which is another one that's hard to see, but that's a guy that, boy, you'd love to see a big contribution when the time is right.
He seems like a perfectly nice young man. I'm sure upside he's a superior athlete, but I am of the opinion whatever you get from him is a bonus at this point because everything I've seen says his body is screaming, I don't like football. I'm not saying he doesn't like football. I'm saying his body doesn't like football. I mean, two back surgeries and two reconstructed ACLs in, 4 years does not scream, my body is built for this. My body can handle this. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he puts on a gold jacket one day and he never misses another game. I mean, Frank Gore had all sorts of knee trouble when he got into the league, and played a million years. So, you know, maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, they got Roger McCrary, and they've got Christian Fulton, and they've got Elijah Molden, and they've got Buster Skrine, and they've got Chris Jackson. So they've got some numbers back there and some guys who I think have some talent. And if he can play and play at a relatively high level and give them a full season, I think it's a huge, huge bonus. But I can't count on it. I just can't. Until I see it, I can't count on it.
Based on what we just saw with Aaron Donald in the last couple of days, what does that say about the pathway to getting Jeffrey Simmons tied up? What do we learn from that?
I have a Brinks truck. Everybody wants to reset the market with their contract.
Yeah,
not everybody is worthy of resetting the market with their contract. AJ Brown is insanely talented and as exciting of a receiver as we've had here since Derek Mason to watch play. But is he injury prone? Yeah, he is. Has he gone for over 1,100 yards in any of his 3 years? No, he hasn't. And so he gets $25 million a year. And I say to the Eagles, good for you. Now see how many games he plays and go get a quarterback who can actually get him the football. Jeffrey Simmons is playing a lot, and he's ramping up in the right direction. But is he Aaron Donald? No, because Aaron Donald is the most dominant defensive lineman since, what, Reggie White? I mean, so if he's if he's $30 million, you're not $30 million, all right? You're not, you know. But I guess you always are what your people pay you. Look, the other guys are $20 million, right? Chris Jones, DeForest Buckner, I think they're $20, $21 million. Could I see Jeffrey Simmons coming in at $23? Yes. Is he going to ask for more than that? Probably. But that $22.5, $23 is kind of where I kind of slate things. But as I've been shown over and over again with these salaries, I'm quite often wrong.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Good stuff, Corey. Really appreciate it. As always, have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, stay out of trouble. Next time you come over, I will have a whole buffet of General Mills products for you.
Oh, nice. We're in.
Can you get the plastic hoppers where you just twist the knob and it comes out into the bowl? That's like they do at the hotels?
We pick our hotel based on cereal collection in the morning.
That's huge.
Got to have that free breakfast downstairs, right?
Yeah.
Residence Inn.
Continental. We got it. That's the key word, continental. Thank you, Corey.
Later, guys.
Corey Curtis, News 2. Good stuff. We'll continue the discussion on the other side. I thought there was a lot of interesting parts to that discussion that we will continue on the other side here on the DDC. ESPN 102.5 The Game, 106.3 in the Game Nashville app. Cut it off. Susie's done with this right here. There you go. Trevor Maddich yesterday on our afternoon show. Back here on the DDC, Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. He went on and on. This is a little bit more about the getting in shape part. And I brought that up with Corey, Willie. I have a hard time believing. And none of us know because, again, and they do make this look. This Peter LaViolette did the same thing here. Sometimes you just make it worse by not saying anything and always trying to hide everything and keep everything a secret. You make things worse. I think the Titans and Mike Vrabel especially are guilty of that. John Robinson, they're guilty of that. They do that. I know that's the whole Patriot way and secret. I got a secret. But I don't think they do themselves any favors at times. This has become a big to-do. Unless there is something else going on behind the scenes. And I don't want to say about nothing, but it's too – I mean, when you're seeing this stuff on –
It's a big
to-do
in June.
That's a good way of putting it. A big to-do in June, and it's on the crawler all day yesterday. And it's like, okay, he's got asthma. Got it. Is that something that's, you know, that could affect him? Sure. We've dealt with it here in our house. I do think there are a lot of people that deal with asthma, and I don't think it's anything that is truly that big of a deal. It's just not. You know, allergies, again, there are tons of people in this market, including myself, that deal with allergies on a daily basis, especially this time of year, spring and summer months. 100%. Is that a big deal? No. Again, not a big deal. The out-of-shape part, are you telling me, even if he is, and maybe he does have a history of this, this is preventing him from being at OTAs? There's no way. He is a professional athlete now. He is a top-tier athlete. He's a guy that torched guys on defense in the SEC, you know, the league, that the conference that pumps out players at the next level left and right more than anybody else. So he's going up against guys that are going to be playing at the next level just like him. There's no way this is where he's so out of shape he can't be at freaking OTAs. We're not talking about two-a-days back in the old days when they actually practiced twice a day in pads, which was insane. Of course, back then, a lot of them used that to get in shape. But, you know, is he a little bit out of shape? Sure, could be. Sure, it sounds like he's battled that in the past. But enough to keep him out of OTAs? I don't see it. So what is it? Why has he not really been around much? Why? That's what I want to know. And, again, we don't know because they won't say anything. Is it because they're hiding something else? Is he dealing with something else? By the way, I kind of chuckled to myself when Corey kind of went through the list of things it could be, and he didn't say COVID. It's like, oh, we said it for 2.5 years, and either we don't want to say that word again, or but, you know, it's still around. I mean, people are still testing positive. Maybe it's that. I mean, it could be all kinds of stuff that maybe they just don't want to talk about. I just find it hard to believe that it's asthma or it's out of shape or both as the reason he's barely been around OTAs.
Well, I think they have just decided over there that, look, this is June. We'll let everybody play the guessing game, have fun doing it. We really don't care because we're not going to say anything. And this could be completely a non-issue by August, which we all hope it is, and let alone September or October. If he plays well, nobody will care that he missed a couple of workouts in June. It could be much ado about nothing. Just like in past years, we've had some stories of guys that just were awesome in June and July. Yeah. Remember Mike Williams, the USC receiver?
Yes, yes.
That, you know, he was sort of a landmark guy because he skipped a year to try to get to the draft early, and it didn't happen, and the Titans got him, and man, he was awesome in the offseason. This could be the guy. And then he barely got in the games when the season started. So it can work both ways. The story of the summer that ends up being a non-story in the fall.
Willie, if you remember, there was also, speaking of, you know, I thought – Corey brought up Kelvin Benjamin. That's one. I brought up David Boston. You know who else? There was a Mike Williams, too, that they always said, too big of a receiver, right? Too big. Remember him?
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a lot of Mike Williams wide receivers.
D-Mace was talking about Doriel Green Beckham.
Yes.
And his weight. He said he's got to get that weight down. And
yes.
About three weeks later, he was traded.
Yeah, that's right. So – I don't think he's in that category, right? I don't know.
But in the game of, look, let the speculation run rampant. We're not worried about it. That's fine. You have your reasons for that. You mentioned Peter Laviolette. I'll give you a reason where I really thought it hurt the player. Shea Weber was having a Norris Trophy winning season in 2015. He and Roman Josi really came together and were awesome as a pair in Peter Laviolette's first year. But he came down with, I think it was tendonitis in the knee. And it was before he actually got hurt in the playoff series. Remember, he got hurt in game one.
He dislocated his knee, didn't he?
Yeah, that was his kneecap. That was not pretty.
Gross. Yeah, that's not
And good. They had to play the eventual champions, Blackhawks, without him and eventually without Mike Fisher. That was tough, and they still were right in the series. But during the season, I really thought for about two-thirds, three-quarters of the season, he was the Norris Trophy winner in my mind. And then he started dealing with his injury. He never said anything publicly. But everybody could see his game was tapering off, and there was a clear reason for it. But they decided to keep it under wraps and not tell anybody. And the speculation, of course, is what's wrong with Weber? He's slumping. Weber's slumping. What's the deal? He can't win the Norris anymore. I don't know if it would have helped his cause or whatever, because the results were the results. But I just kept thinking to myself back then, you know, if they just had come clean and said, yeah, he's dealing with an injury, not even specifying it, it might have kept the heat off of a little bit more. Because if you remember, that team, surprisingly, was number one in the league.
Yep.
Through about 60 games. Mm-hmm. They came out of nowhere, and they won, I think, 40 of the first 60. They were like 40-17-3 or something like that. It was incredible. And then they really tapered off down the stretch, and they lost the division, and they were number two in the division. They still had home ice against the Blackhawks, but they just didn't have the momentum going in, and that was part of the reason. But nobody knew until after the season was over that he was dealing with that.
All right, let's continue on the other side, because this is a good discussion. There's also been a couple of really interesting texts. One in particular I want to read to you and everybody out there listening, and then let's discuss it, because I don't think I've ever really thought about it. I don't think we'll have the answers, but I do think it is interesting. We'll do that on the other side here on the DDC. But first, Willie, you've got a word about QC Kinetics.
All right, let's talk QC Kinetics. This is the time where you want to get out there. We're talking about joints and knees and injuries and things like that. You want to be out there doing what you love to do. We talk basketball with Penny Collins. You love playing pickup basketball. Well, you know, if the joints start going as you get older, it's tougher. Hip, knee, back, shoulder pain. It takes the fun out of that stuff. It makes it harder to do the things you love. But QC Kinetics is helping people get the fun back with advanced regenerative treatments, local medical professionals. Regenerative medicine is the hottest thing going right now. It's taking growth factors with healing properties from your own body, concentrated, then putting them back into your aching joints. It repairs and restores the damaged tissue in those joints, and it gives you the relief from pain without surgery, no drugs, no downtime. So stop putting it off. This could be for you. QC Kinetics can offer you a totally free in-office consultation. And here's the phone number, 615-249-4024. That's 615-249-4024 for QC Kinetics. Once again, 615-249-4024.
Is this us? All right, back here on the DDC, Tim Hasselbeck coming up at high noon. Hope everybody's having a good day so far. So here is the question. Billy on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
Is this about the cereal?
No, it is not about the cereal, but let me.
We're still taking nominees, though.
Oh, Willie.
Your top five sugar cereals, of course.
The text, plural, with an S, have not stopped. In fact, I'll go on and read that before we get into this one that I think is really interesting on the Treylon Burks front. Adam in Portland says, Corn Pops falls under the emergency cereal category, along with toasted oats and Raisin Bran. I guess that means if you are, you know, the world is about to end and you need, you need to take something down to your shelter, maybe that's what you take, Corn Pops. I guess that's what Adam is saying. My number one is Cocoa Pebbles. I become 8 years old again and constantly think about the cereal when I buy it and eat it. I feel like Adam. I really do.
Oh,
when it comes
man.
To Cocoa
yeah.
Pebbles.
Good call.
All right. Here is the question. This is from TD, and I don't believe it's Teron Davenport, but I don't know that. TD from Nashville says, I know about rescue inhalers, albuterol puffers that are out there for asthma sufferers. But is it possible that at the NFL level, the ingredients of those medications could violate or cause someone to fail an NFL drug test? I think it's a really interesting question. I have no clue, but that is interesting. I find that hard to believe, and I'll tell you why. Because I think Treylon Burks, I mean, I can't imagine that there's a team in the NFL that doesn't have one player that deals with asthma. Right?
Yeah, I can cite some examples in the past of if you have medically a condition, you get cleared to take the proper medication, even if otherwise you would be in violation. I'll give you one. Remember the – oh, now I can't remember his name. But there was a player for the Braves. I'll think of it in a minute. But he had ADHD, and he had to take Adderall for it. And once he got diagnosed and took the Adderall, all of a sudden, man, he started playing a lot better. And in theory, it was not a legal substance that you could take just, you know, because you would have been susceptible to, you know, taking a banned substance. But he got it medically cleared. I feel like that's happened in other situations too. To come back from an injury, certain treatments, you can use it. That was something that a lot of people talked about with human growth hormone to get over. Remember, that was Andy Pettit's thing. Remember the whole Andy Pettit,
to get back from
Roger
injuries.
Clemens
yes.
said, I had a serious injury. I took the human growth hormone to come back from the injury. So I feel like that has happened before. Like an asthma would seem like a very logical thing. If you have asthma, then you should be cleared to take whatever is the appropriate medication for that.
I understand, but I do, you know, it's, again, without knowing how all that works, we've heard of crazy scenarios where just ingredients or something in there that could trigger, a positive test. I have no idea. I doubt it. But I do think it's an interesting question that I wouldn't have even thought of. Is interesting.
Adam LaRoche was the Brave. Jared, for reminding me of that. The son of Dave LaRoche, the pitcher for my generation, but he was a good player, but that was the case with him. But yeah, I look, what does this all fall under the umbrella of? It's June, it's not a heavy news cycle, and we're all playing the guessing game because the Titans have chosen not to really be transparent with what's going on there, which is their right.
I hear you on that, and I agree with you. You know that because we've done this together for a long, long time. But I say that to say this. We've also sloughed things off in the past, and most of the time, it goes away. Other times, it doesn't. It was the sign of things to come, right? It was the start of something. And I'm not saying that one way or the other. I have no idea. I hope not.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness, if this is the start of something with Treylon Burks, I guess it's going to be, you know, this is going to be a hot mess in this market because a lot of they're counting on Treylon Burks. John Robinson and the Titans are counting on Treylon Burks to work out. You can't trade away A.J. Brown, even though I don't agree with the money that Philadelphia gave him. And I don't blame John Robinson for trading him because I wouldn't give him $100 million or $25 million a year. I wouldn't have given him the reports $80 million guaranteed. I wouldn't have done it. I don't blame him. But with that being said, Treylon Burks better work out. You can't have Treylon Burks be a bust, another first-round bust pick, right? Because they're starting to mount, and these are not molehills. These are starting to turn into pretty significant hills. Isaiah Wilson alone is a pretty sizable mountain. It's not Smoky Mountains where I'm going just yet. We don't know about Caleb Farley. Like, what is he? If Caleb Farley never really be anything. It's just one thing after another.
Corey made an interesting reference about him when I asked him about Caleb Farley, and that's what Caleb Farley has been in the backdrop because they did well without him. They have a lot of other options there, but I think that's one that's going to come back around at training camp, and we're going to be talking a lot more about him. He's going to be one of the stories. But Corey did bring up an interesting theory. There are players that you can cite in the different sports where if a guy can hold up, he's a legit pro player. But his body just can't take the wear and tear to play at that level.
Are you talking about Caleb?
Yes.
I mean, that
was his theory.
I mean, ACL?
He just hasn't been able to stay on the field to play a lot of football.
And he hasn't played a lot of football. That's another thing that's starting to mount. He hasn't played much football. So Like, when does that part catch up to him? And then the other one is, again, going back to, so if you put him, and I'm not saying, again, not saying, I'm saying this stuff is on the line where it is going to be a mess. Like, if Caleb Farley doesn't work out, it's like, are you kidding me? And then going back to the original discussion, if Treylon Burks doesn't work out, like, that is too many misses in the first round. Like, that will be very, very bad in this market. Kevin wants to weigh in on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com about inhalers. So, Kevin, the floor is yours.
Yes, sir. Hey, it says here the maximum permitted dosage of an albuterol inhaler is 1,600 micrograms over 24 hours, divided doses not to exceed 600 micrograms over 8 hours. And I can tell you from this, I played at MTSU and I use an inhaler, and it will speed up your heart rate.
Okay.
And it will also, it'll cause you to have a quicker dehydration. And my team doctor, what he'd do was he would do it like 2 hours before practice for it to set in. And then you're not, you know, to do it right when you need it is really the wrong thing to do. And I hope they've looked this up. But anyway, that's all I know, guys.
Well, hold on, Kevin. Hold on a second. Because, one, they've got a great, you know, staff that is going to be knows how to deal with this stuff. Did it affect you at MTSU? Like, playing-wise?
Yeah, it was making my heart rate, because they would take my heart rate, and it was high. And I was sweating a lot, which made me get dehydrated also.
So you missed games because of that?
I did not miss any games. I did miss two practices, and he finally regulated it to where I was taking it 2 hours before practice.
Okay, interesting. Hey, appreciate the call. Good info.
All right. Thanks, man.
It's an interesting thought. It is. And I do wonder, because I think we're all presuming that Treylon Burks has been dealing with this for a good part of his life, probably at Arkansas, so they probably had their methods there.
Well,
so
Mike Vrabel admitted that yesterday, right? When he was asked about it, he said that he admitted that, yeah, we know that that's been in his medical history for a good – I don't remember exactly the word – a good while, a long time. I don't remember how he said it, but
– he said we have a full medical history on all of our players is what I remember hearing yesterday. He may have said some other things too, but, you know, they've had an awareness. I just wonder if the formula is changing at all based on – you know, he's going from college to pro. Is there any adjustment that he's going through just because of that? That would make sense. Some that there's an adjustment period you got to go through because of it. And again, it's June, so you have time to work on this stuff, and hopefully by August it's all straight.
We'll come back, Doug. We'll get to you on the other side on our phone lines to wrap up hour number two. Also, more text rolling in on this subject, and we'll continue the discussion. Plus, Tim Hasselbeck will join us at high noon. All things on tap here on the DDC, ESPN 102.5 The Game, 106.3 in the Game Nashville app. We've teamed up with our sister station, 102.9 The Buzz, and the Nashville Predators. 615-day celebration. That'll be at Fordyce Center in Antioch. That's Wednesday, June 15th. And that's going to benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Middle Tennessee. This event will be a whole lot of fun for the whole family. So come on out. Hang out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's coming up, remember, Wednesday, June 15th. For more details or to bid on the silent auction items, which are going to be really cool, visit thegamenashville.com/615day. Back here on the DDC, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here with you. Tim Hasselbeck coming up at high noon. Looking forward to that conversation. Doug has been waiting patiently on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
Hey, guys, the previous caller stole a little bit of my thunder, but I didn't know that what I did to my son back in travel football days, he also was an asthma sufferer, and I started noticing, because I was a coach, I was like, he's running out of gas at halftime. So I started giving him his puffer at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then we played at 12, and it made a difference because, again, his heart had gotten used to it and the medicine had taken effect. But I also say that, you know, for track athletes, there are things that they can take at the collegiate level for asthma or whatever their medical issue is. And then at the Olympic level, those medications aren't allowed. I thought people were jumping the gun on Mr. Burks because I said, that sounds like somebody suffering some kind of medical issue. So now, you know, with that mumble being out there that he has asthma, it all makes sense to me.
Well, do you think it's the reason he's not been around for OTAs? I mean, do you think that's the sole reason, or do you think there's more to it?
This is my opinion.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking. That's all we're doing.
At every level, you know, the expectations of an athlete get higher. In high school, he probably was a gamer. They knew he suffered from it. You just let him show up and, you know, play his tail off. At college, you manage it. Now there's money in your tail now. We can't just have you being managed. So I just think at the next level, sometimes you're expected to do more. The route that you took at college is not the same route you take it at the pro level. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. No, I think it's a good take, Doug. I'm just not sure that's the, you know, asthma's the reason for that. I mean, it may very well be, but again, and I thought Kevin, the first caller, said, hey, I missed a couple practices until we maintained it. We figured out, hey, I need to do it a couple hours beforehand. Like, that's all good and well, but I mean, I just haven't heard of any cases where, oh my gosh, you don't understand. They've got asthma, so they can't do anything right now. They've shut them down. I just all the people that I know, my own son that deal with it. Son's been playing sports since he was 3, year round, and a lot of baseball, outdoors, hot heat, and we've maintained it. Now, has it affected him? Yeah, it's affected him in the past, sure, but we're talking about someone who's barely been around, and we're talking about now someone that's playing at the top level of football, a professional player now, and I just don't think it's enough for him to not be around. Like, to me, it seems like there's something else. I don't buy into the he's out of shape. Like, come on. It's freaking OTAs. I don't care if he's tacked on 10 pounds since Arkansas. That wouldn't keep him out of OTAs. I'm just wondering, why hasn't he been around? I just can't imagine that it's the two things that we've been talking about the most and the two things they've been discussing when asked about out at OTAs. Let's go to Adam up in Portland on our phone line. What's up?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal at all. I've got asthma, man. I don't think it's a huge deal at all. And I think it's stupid when people are like, did the Titans know about it? Of course they knew about it. I don't think there's a mole on this guy's body that they don't know about. You don't get somebody so many millions of dollars guaranteed, and it's the same people who are like, I want to see Obama's birth certificate. Man, you think these people are that stupid that they didn't know everything about Treylon Burks before he came here? I don't think it's a big deal, man. They don't talk to us because they don't like talking to us, and I think they think that's fun, but it's not a big deal, man.
Well, why do you think he hasn't been around? What's your best guess?
Who knows, man, but that whole Jared likes to say, somebody needs to tell him he's fat. No, that's stupid, man. Like, it could be anything. It could be an ingrown toenail, man. Or he could need pickle juice for cramps. I don't know. Like, who knows? But it's not asthma, man. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for the call. Is there a part of Mike Vrabel that loves to mess with everybody? Sure. Does he take pleasure out of it? Yeah, I think he does. But I don't know. I don't know why they've chosen to keep the secret. I don't know why that Rob Moore blurted that out yesterday. I don't know if he was allowed to blurt that out. I don't know if that was a whoops. I don't know if Mike Vrabel was, you know, taken back, like he said what? Like, we weren't supposed to talk about that. I don't know. I don't know if they said, if you want to say something about it, go ahead. I can't imagine why it would come from the position coach and not the head coach. That's neither here nor there. It's out there now, and it was on the crawler all day yesterday. And it'll be something that's continued to be discussed as long as Treylon Burks is not available and as long as he continues to stand beyond the sidelines. I mean, that's just how it's going to be. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin is on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
You know, I'm glad that previous caller can give us his professional advice, although I don't know if he's a doctor or not. But in any event, very poor reporting. Newspaper said Vrabel knew about asthma. Now, I heard one of you guys say, well, Vrabel says we're aware of all the physical conditions. whatever he called it, for all of our players. So if I'm talking to Mike Vrabel, can you tell me, did the team specifically know about whether or not he has asthma? Did the team specifically know about any other conditions that would limit him at OTAs? And number three, Mike, do you believe he's in top form, or is he just a lazy dog? And, you know, all this other stuff is background noise. You guys are beating a dead horse. I'm not sure. I don't have a strong view. Do we out here need to know about all these issues or not? If the team wants to keep it close to the vest, you know, they can do that. But just don't bullshit people. That's my...
I hope you dropped it. You didn't have to drop him. You could just dump it. You can't cuss on the air. Come on, Kevin. Be better than that, man.
Was that Don Koharski?
That just
called in?
You just took the words out of my mouth. Was that Kevin Koharski?
Kevin
Brother
Koharski.
Of Don?
Yeah.
Come on, Kevin.
This is what you get when
you dump it?
Oh, yeah.
Elijah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the rule.
You didn't have to dump him, but you just have to dump what he did. But
there
that's
rules,
okay.
Man.
It's
yeah.
fair. That's there cool. Rules. It's good. Come on, man. Be better than that, Kevin. You can't do that.
Okay, but his point is well taken. Look, they don't have to tell us anything, but when you're as popular as the league is and you've got a fan base as passionate the Titans fan base is and the expectations are what they are, this is a byproduct of it. Yeah. It's a natural interest.
Don't forget,
and he
Mike
Vrabel
was specifically asked about him not – Treylon Burks not being there yesterday and why, and he just said he's unavailable. So he chose to not go there. So, again, you know, it's the 18th pick in the NFL draft. He's the guy that's replacing the number one receiver that was traded to Philadelphia. You know, hate to break it to you. It's kind of a big deal. You know, you may not think it's a big deal, Kevin, and that's fine.
It might annoy the heck out of those guys over there at the complex, or maybe it doesn't. Maybe they have learned, because I honestly don't think Mike Vrabel loses any sleep over it. But you have to, at the end of the day, be glad that people are this interested in your team.
I'm just mad that you beat me to the punchline. You got me. Yeah. I was right there. I was getting ready to say it, and you got me. Let's sneak one more in. Let's go to Carl. Carl, what's up?
Hey, guys. I'm a big Arkansas fan. I've watched Treylon Burks for a long time, but I'm also a pulmonologist here in Nashville, which means I treat lots of asthma patients.
Okay.
There's a study from just, like, you know, 5 years ago that showed Nashville was the third worst city in the country to live in for asthma and allergies. So a lot worse than Fayetteville, Arkansas, or, you know, southern Arkansas. My guess is that he's moved over here and been hit with a whole different level of sickness
than he's used to.
But that being said, we treat asthma all the time. You know, there's Olympic athletes that do fine with asthma. In the long run, it shouldn't be a big deal at all. That's about all I got to say about that. He should be fine, but my guess would be that he's just overwhelmed with Nashville air quality.
Yeah. By the way, Carl, real quick, just out of curiosity, do you know the two cities that are worse? Because I would have thought Nashville was number one.
Chattanooga's the worst, and I think it was Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay.
I may be wrong.
Okay.
But it's Chattanooga's the worst.
So three cities basically in this geographical area, basically. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, if you have asthma or allergies, this is not a good place to live.
Yeah. Hey, Carl, appreciate the call.
Thank
you.
It is a good place to be a pulmonologist, yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm sure they keep you busy. I've said the story many times. I get it. I that's the way I felt when I moved here. My body just was like, whoa. But I didn't have trainers, right? I wasn't in the NFL. I didn't know
right.
what was going on. He's got people around him that should be able to obviously correct this and get him going in the right direction.
Yeah, he should be able to get on the right stuff.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call. That'll do it for hour number two. Really good stuff. Sorry we couldn't get to the rest of you on our phone lines, but we'll continue the discussion in hour number three. We'll start things off with Tim Hasselbeck. That's next.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.